Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jefferson Intermediate teacher Betty Bollard and her student Danielle Scoggle join us on today's program to talk about a special experience students from the Learning Center at Jefferson Intermediate had to wrap up the school year. And we're here today to talk about a unique end-of-year experience here at Jefferson Intermediate, the first time it's happened, called a cultural excursion is what you described it to us as, Betty. Let our listeners know a little bit about what the students got to do in the last couple of days of school.
Okay, so this was kind of fun. I wrote a grant so that the students that I work with in the Learning Center could go and have an experience that maybe they would not typically get to have. And we went to Monarch's Restaurant uptown and kind of talked about how this is a fancy restaurant and for adults, but today it's for 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. And we got to sample Dutch food. So we had a Dutch spice beef sandwich and Dutch lettuce, and then our lemonade to drink. And then the Royal Amsterdam Hotel gave us a tour of their hotel, which was really fun for the students, too. Another thing they typically would not have gotten to do had we not done this trip. And so they showed us what different rooms look like and old rooms and new rooms because they're doing some remodeling right now. And so that was really fun for the students to get to see that. And they all voted that the remodel was very nice and they would like to stay there a night. They thought that would be cool.
And we're here with Danielle, one of the students who had a chance to take the tour. What was it like for you? What were some of the things that you remember that were really fun for you?
It was really fun. We took a lot of pictures and I really liked all the Dutch food and it was just really fun. I really liked the hotel rooms. In the Opera House, we got to try cheesecake. And
was there something that you didn't know about before that, you know, surprised you about the restaurant or the Opera House or the hotel rooms?
Yeah, the Opera House was actually an Opera House. Then it turned into something else for quite some time, then back into an Opera House.
Well, and Betty, for you, what was the response of the students, like Danielle? What did you see throughout the day as they got a chance to see stuff that they normally wouldn't?
One of the students that I ate lunch beside said, "Mrs. Bollard, I would never get to do this if we weren't here today." So she really thanked me for that, and I thought that was very precious, that she really appreciated that that was something she wouldn't get to do because she said her family didn't have a lot of money. So yeah, and then going to the Opera House, Cindy Atkins, the executive director there, put on a little, set all the tables up so that they were for maybe a wedding or a formal meal, and the charger plate and the several plates on top and all the silverware and the goblets with water and lemonade in them. And then she just talked through, if you went to a nice dinner, you would probably have soup first, and then you would use your soup spoon. And so then we'd then waitresses would take away the soup dishes. We had just eaten, so we didn't eat all of those. So then salad next, and she told us which silverware to use for the salad, and then they would take those plates and then the dinnerware. And then when it came time for dessert, yay, right, Danielle? We got to eat this wonderful white chocolate raspberry fancy dessert. So that was really fun for the kids, and they got to eat that and where your dessert silverware is too. And she taught us about that and table manners and good etiquette, what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And guess what the number one no-no is at the fancy dinner table?
I wouldn't know.
Well, guess what? I was videotaping the children or taking pictures of them, and she walked right over to me and said, "No cell phones."
There you go.
So that was fun that the kids got to hear that from her, that do not bring your cell phones and be on your cell phones when you're eating a good dinner.
And why do you think this is just such an important opportunity as someone who's been in education for many years to give these students a chance at something that, you know, many students here in the building, not just limited to Learning Center, wouldn't have a chance to do on a normal basis?
Right. I just think sometimes it's good for us to go outside of what our norm is or our comfort zone and experience something different, and that maybe the students would take some little morsel of that away with them into adult life and appreciate it or pay it forward and do something kind for someone else someday. And we did print off pictures of us all by the drawbridge and the Mall and Grot Canal and just had some fun memories with that. So I hope the students have a good takeaway with with all of the day that we took the afternoon, I guess.
And Danielle, I'm guessing you had a good experience then, right?
Uh-huh.
Something you like to do again?
Take pictures and see the Opera House and learn more about Pella history.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Folkerts was there. Davis, yeah. Dr. Davis Folkerts was there, and he interacted so well with the students, just taking time to explain the history of that organ that's in the front of the Opera House. And yeah, he did a good job of explaining things, and then played loud organ music for us and soft organ music for us and explained his foot pedals. And so I think they learned a lot with that, too, that they really don't think about an organ, you know, that's for old people. But it was much enjoyed, I think, by all of the students. Mm-hmm.
Once again, that was Betty Bollard, recently retired director of the Learning Center at Jefferson Intermediate School, and student Danielle Skockel. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.